Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. It's game one tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavs and Knicks. It's Cleveland's first appearance to the Conference Finals since 2018. Tip-off tonight from Madison Square Garden is at 8 o'clock. In baseball, the Guardians go for their fourth win in a row tonight in Detroit at 6:40. Cleveland has a two-game lead on the AL Central. As for Cincinnati, the Reds look to snap their three-game skid tonight in Philadelphia against the Phillies. They get things started at 6:40 as well. The Ohio State baseball team begins their Big Ten tournament tonight in Omaha, taking on Washington. Catch the action here on The Fan starting at 9:55. It was voted on today that Minnesota has been selected to host the 2028 NFL Draft, and from a unanimous vote, Nashville will officially host Super Bowl 64 in 2030. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
It is a girthy Tuesday. Uncomfortably girthy. We got Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46.
That's right.
And a special guest.
That's
inside
right.
The Buckeyes,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. We got something big. I think you guys have probably heard about it that's happening tonight, but we will touch on all of that in Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46.
See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters, 4 o'clock, rapid fire at 4:30. Do a little Timmy time at 5:30. What's the subject of Timmy time today?
You and I were actually talking together about this, and I thought this would be maybe even a little bit more fun for you than it is for me. Remember must-see TV?
Must-see TV was
branded
on
television
NBC.
Packages on NBC.
You know, I don't know about the official years they use that
marketing slogan.
Well,
I do, because I've looked it up
but
now,
I'm
so
gonna
I
guess,
have all that.
I'm going to guess it was 93 to 2000.
You're close enough. I don't have the sheet in front of me right now, but your start date is not far off. It went in the first iteration until the spring run of 2006.
Okay. So, all right. So it went longer than I thought.
Of a little history. They tried to bring it back in 2017. I don't remember that. Do you?
No.
And they brought Will and Grace back. Do you remember that either? They rebooted that show.
I was never a Will and Grace watcher, but I do know that they brought that back, and it lasted a couple more seasons.
It did. I think it went three more seasons when it came back. But early 90s to 2006, and it was all about, you know what that coveted day was? The coveted weeknight?
Thursday night.
Where the TV wars were? Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Now they tried to shift it to Tuesday to beef that up.
They had Tuesday as well, because I think, well, you know what? We'll get to it.
Oh, it'll be good. A little history, a little quiz time, maybe some audio. So stick around for that.
You and I both have tucked in shirts today. And
yeah,
I just want to give a special little shout out, because I feel like we do give appropriate appreciation to the people out there, the hardworking people who are out there in the elements, the weather, working with their hands, maybe keeping us safe out there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We give appreciation
to
those people. However, I want to give some appreciation
to all you white collar people out there. maybe you're working in a bank, whatever sure. it is. Because can I tell you something? I don't know how you people tuck in your shirts every single day. I remember my father, when I was a kid, had to wear a suit to the office every single day.
I always wear a suit to the office, Marty.
Thank you. My father would have a permanent red ring yeah. around his neck.
Why didn't he loosen up the neck
from
size?
Where the collar was?
Go a half inch
bigger. It's just a chafing. You turn your head.
Yeah, just loosen the nut. You could still have the professional look. I'm not saying like you do the disheveled look.
Well, you know
look,
what?
Like
I'll go back in time 40 years and I'll tell him. I'll give him that suggestion.
If only we could have designed. Why were we so late to the game with designing performance dress wear? You know, apparel. Like, we've got some of these companies that are in existence now. I've told you about the shirts. I'd like you to get some of the shirts. I think you'd be more comfortable in some of those shirts. I've worn them. They're beautiful. But why did it take until the 2000s when men have been dressing like this since the early 1900s? I think they could have been a little bit ahead of the game there.
I think it
70s,
was the,
early 80s could have come around.
The advent of the material. I don't think the material was there.
Yeah. I don't know why somebody didn't stumble onto that knowing
space
how uncomfortable.
Age polymer is
no,
what
I,
it is.
I get it, but it's just that you would think after decade after decade after decade of just being so stinking uncomfortable and sweating through those stiff, pure cotton shirts. Remember how much starch they used to put in those things? Starch was what people used to pound into those dress shirts.
Absolutely.
To get that stiff, clean look. But man, there's no way that could have been comfortable. No.
There's a couple different things. There's the lack of movement with the shirt tucked in.
So restrictive.
Which I don't appreciate. I was trying to play Pong out there. No good Pong. Yeah. You can't play good Pong with your shirt tucked in.
No.
Also, I just take for granted when I have just my regular t-shirt on or a shirt that's not tucked in, the ability to adjust my large sacky whenever I want.
Well, hold on.
You casually sneak your hand down your pants and move it to the other side. You have to do that when you have a sack the size of mine.
Your hand goes inside your pants?
Oh, absolutely. Your hand doesn't go inside your pants?
Well, at home, all the live long day.
No, I got to adjust all day.
You're at your desk. You slip your hand.
Sure, I do.
Which hand do you use?
Right
Tell me
hand.
It's the left.
No, it's the right hand.
You can't adjust with your right hand.
I do. I wash.
Come on.
I got sanitizer all over the place.
That's your dominant hand. You can't be putting that down your pants. You've got to go. See, I'm a southpaw for a reason, baby. It's more sanitary that way.
I don't understand.
That way, if this gets mixed up with like someone, you know, oh, shoot, got to pop up. I can still, hey, how you doing? It's my right hand is clean all the time.
I don't care for this conversation because now you're just pretending.
But you can't do that at work, though.
I have to adjust.
Outside the pants.
No, you can't adjust outside the pants.
Sure you can. You pinch,
mm-mm.
You pinch, and you pull.
No, you don't get a good adjustment.
You pinch and you pull away. I'm a master at this.
Teddy, you adjust on the inside or the outside?
I do more ball handling in one night than Larry Bird does all season.
Well, first of all, I don't have to do it while I'm at work, so I guess whatever
I'm
doing
is
working for me.
It must be really nice to have a normal size sack, everybody.
You've never had to. I just adjusted 5 times since we've been talking.
I'm sure I probably have, but it's not like I even think. I don't do it that often to even, you know, think about it, I guess.
Do you know what I have hanging down there? All right.
Do you ever do just like a chicken leg stretch and then it just sort of snaps free? You ever do that? Does that ever work for you?
It doesn't happen very often. I have to manipulate.
Like right now I can like.
No.
Yeah, there. Now it's loose. Now it's free. Got it.
But you wear the boxers.
Yeah, I do.
I have more compression down there.
That you shouldn't do that.
No,
you should loosen them up.
I don't like loosey-goosey. It's not good.
It's not.
They're clanging together then?
No, you're still. Because you wear relatively, I won't say tight pants, but men now, we're not wearing the baggiest pants in the world. I guess things are trying to revert back to a little bit more baggy than what the
I don't like
Euro
the baggy look.
Pants
I tell you something,
are.
The baggy look is sloppy to
no,
me.
No, I don't like painted on pants, but I like a nice like straight leg if it's a little tapered at the bottom.
I like
that's
a
fine.
Taper.
That's fine too.
Taper is good for a short
but I'm
man.
I'm still pretty well held together in there. It's not like my boxers are just loose and flopping. I have to stick my arm down each leg to flatten the boxers when I'm getting dressed in the morning, or else they'd get bunched up, you know, rolled up.
I understand.
So I have to flatten them down. But there's still some adjustments.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
No, there is.
With a little midday adjustment.
No. You can't go inside your pants here at work.
What if
Jen or Coco were to just walk by and need something from you?
I know
you
where
turn
I am.
Around, you're like,
your
hands
no.
just all over your balls.
I know where I am. I don't do it in front of people. I'm off to my little corner over there. When I have some privacy, I like to stick my hand down and adjust.
That's why you're so tucked in.
That's right.
To your desk
I
there.
Am tucked in.
You're tucked in.
You know what? Can I
you're
tell you something?
Sunken down.
Timmy?
You're like
you've
2 inches
for
away from
long?
That laptop screen.
How long have we known each other?
14 years?
We've been doing the show every single day for over a year with each other now.
Yeah. Hundreds of shows.
I probably stick my hand down my pants and adjust in here 5 to 10 times per show, but I do it discreetly so you can't see me.
During segments?
Oh, yeah.
But you can't now because you're tucked.
No, the tucked ruins it.
Yeah. But I did do TV today,
which is why I'm wearing this crap.
I was really anti-tuck for a while, even with relatively like business casual outfits. I feel like there's a way where you can have a button-down shirt, like the Untuckit came along.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
For a while.
You have to buy a shirt that's specifically made for untucking, or like you're 6 feet tall.
Or just has to be nice. Yeah.
I'm not, right? So a shirt that fits me in the chest is going to be too long and sloppy if I leave it untucked.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to tuck when I'm wearing a button-down shirt.
I appreciate the look for a change of pace every now and then because there's something a little bit more classy about that.
About a tuck?
You know what?
I'm feeling better about the gut, too, so I'm okay tucking it in.
I know we've barely even gotten off the ground with the show, but water is wet. I actually have a problem with today's youth that I'd like to bring up. Has to do with dress and attire and things like that.
Right.
I think you'll like it.
Teddy, I like where this is going. How you doing over there, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress has always got his shirt tucked in. He's a good, clean man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 from Wilson Road to 670 on the west side. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 70 on the west side near 670. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A mostly sunny day for us today. Hot and breezy with highs getting up around 90 degrees. We're going to have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, especially going into the evening and overnight, some which could be on the stronger side. Overnight, temperatures will get down into the 60s. And then for Wednesday, we could still see some showers and storms linger in the morning, with daytime highs only getting into the 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. That AC's running today, baby.
Oh, yeah, man.
Do you know what today's going to be? We have a theme for today.
Yeah.
The show of grievances. Because I got a lot of grievances. Because you got a lot of grievances.
I got one here that I just teased back there. So let's continue what we were talking about. We're talking about how we both tucked today. I didn't have any particular reason. Mikey was doing TV, so be on the lookout for that. I just was out there in the hallway near the ping pong table, and Dom looked very relaxed, by the way. Did you like that?
He had his feet up.
Feet up,
Dom Tabari. I like seeing Dom relaxed.
Makes me wonder if retirement is getting closer, possibly, for Dom.
What?
Feet up at work? Not too bad. He said, "Hey, Mikey, I just want to tell you, you did a pretty good job on the TV today. You had a very nice air about you." And I said, I think you're right, Dom. He has a very contented air about him today. He has a good mood. He seems like he has a good attitude
today.
You think
it's the tucked-in shirt, or is it...
Well, I think you looked good. And to go with a little Ken Griffey Jr., Teddy's guy, look good, feel good, play good. Maybe that was Deion Sanders. Maybe that was Ken Griffey Jr.
I think it was Ken Griffey Jr.
I think a lot of people said that. I'll just give it to Ken right now, Caddy and the kid. But you look good. You're on TV, so that's why you dress nice. I just wanted to get some more run out of this ass expensive Ryder Cup shirt that I bought last year just so we could do one day of costumes on the show.
How much that polo shirt run you?
Give me a guess. What's your guess?
This was a brand new item.
Well, and it was also the first run, so I was buying it before the Ryder Cup even took place.
I'm going to say $90 for that.
It was over 100.
How much over 100?
115.
Wow.
Not good.
Look at you. Look at
not look at me. It's a bad decision.
It's hosting afternoons now.
No. How did the Ryder Cup team do? They had a good comeback on Sunday, didn't they?
Bad.
But they sucked. Yeah. It was bad.
So you're wearing a loser shirt.
I am.
It's kind of like the Super Bowl champions, you know, when the two teams get sent to
Guam or something. Yeah.
Third world countries.
The shirts that never see the light of day. Or it'd be like somebody wearing that Ohio State, Missouri Cotton Bowl t-shirt or hat. Not something for like the Buckeyes, but one that has both participants in the game.
Though, even just commemorating at the time. At the time, people said, so bad. Who the hell wants that shirt?
But why do they stock those? The front of the Meijer just has nothing but racks and racks and racks of those shirts. And they're also not cheap.
People must buy them.
And they're not brand name. They're not brand name shirts either. And they're $30. Yeah, the Gildens.
You like a little Gildene?
It's Gildene.
It's a nice shirt.
G-I-L-D-A-N. Where are you getting the Gildene? It's not James Dean.
Dean.
In the sausage aisle. So,
it's Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean. James Dean.
James Dean was the actor.
The actor?
The cultural icon.
Yeah.
James Dean. A little fun fact about James Dean.
Rat Pack? James Dean?
No, he wasn't in the Rat Pack.
No.
You're thinking of Dean Martin.
Dean Martin.
Who am I doing the show with?
Reimer. Reimer doesn't even know what the Rat Pack is. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't even know the Brat Pack.
Reimer's producing the show tomorrow.
We're going to find out.
We're going to get all that stuff.
No, what's the James Dean fact?
Cultural icon. You know, Rebel Without a Cause. All of that.
Yeah.
He was sweet on Seinfeld's mom on the show. I forget the actress's name. The woman who played Jerry Seinfeld's mom. She was a thing.
Really?
With James Dean.
James Dean... Heartthrob, famous like white t-shirt,
that's exactly
photo,
right.
Popped collar kind of look.
Back when he was a young Mang and she was a young lady, they were hot and heavy, the two of them.
Who played Seinfeld's mom? She was good.
Liz Sheridan, that's right. And she was in Alf. She was in lots of stuff.
Alf, that's right. Okay, so sidebar right there. But we look a little bit nicer than we do. I just tucked because I'm wearing a golf shirt and I didn't think that I could pull off a look with this thing just hanging down.
All right, will you go with your grievance with the young people? Go ahead.
So as I'm taking the boys to Kings Island this past Saturday, so we had a lot of time to talk and discuss things, and my son's 14 years old, and therefore his buddy also happened to be 14 years old. And I tell you what, if they don't look like brothers, they basically could have been. Anybody that saw us out there would have just assumed that with the way they bicker with each other and with the way they look and they dress. I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm just not seeing the full picture. I'm sure there's still some nuance out there, but it sure seems like there's less of, say, like the subgroups that you and I had in our childhoods, where you had your goths, you had your emos, you had your skater crowd, which I was a part of as
which
a poser.
Is shocking.
Then you've got the posers right there. You've got the jocks. You've got, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All these different types of emotions or ways to express yourself. Now, I just feel like Nike is just going to continue to bolster its hold as a conglomerate all over the world.
They're all wearing the same athletic
gear. It's just the same Nike swoosh. It's just the same. It's not even like a nice Nike t-shirt. It's just their performance blend shirt.
But here's what you have.
My sweatpants are sweat shorts, and then the slides that they can now charge like $70 for.
Help
and
me
they're sandals.
This, so my nephew is 18. He's just graduating from high school, and my other nephew's 15.
Mm-hmm.
So right in this wheelhouse, a little bit older than your son, mm-hmm. but still right in this wheelhouse. Explain to me how all of these kids, the teenage boys, dress like bums all the time. It's just shorts or athletic wear, and like you said, slides with socks. I mean, they look like absolute bums.
And also, like we discussed, there's no bathing or showering that goes on.
Well, that's a whole different conversation.
When there's PE class at school, or there's, you know, athletic competition, or like weightlifting before school.
I ask my nephews, what do you want? And the answer is like some $350 bottle of French cologne.
Oh, my God.
That's what I don't understand.
You should see his dresser in his room. There's 4 bottles of cologne.
That's what I don't get.
I'm like, dude, you stink. It doesn't do anything. You're just wearing
gym
clothes.
Like a bum. Right? And you're obsessed. I understand maybe if you're just a smelly bum and you want a $4 bottle of Old Spice, you think it's going to turn you around? It's not, by the way.
Hey.
But what's with the $350 cologne if you dress like a bum?
We had aerosol spray, right? And it was not the best.
The Axe body spray.
But at least
spray.
It was $5.
But it was cheap.
Yeah.
You smelled like ass, but it was cheap. Now these kids smell like ass and it cost them $350.
That's a great point. My other point being is that a few years ago, I thought Jack was developing his own kind of cool sense of style. Like he was doing his hair in a certain type of way. It looked nice.
You know, a little dippy-doo.
I haven't seen his forehead in 4 years, you know, and I don't know if I'll ever see it again. And that's fine. To each their own. Hairstyles are what they are right now. I get it. But he was wearing button-up short-sleeve shirts. And some of them were like Hawaiian flair. Like he actually has a Cincinnati Bengals shirt that's in that style that my godfather, my uncle, got for him because he loves Jack as well. And so he saw that he was wearing those shirts during one Wildwood trip. He got him this Cincinnati Bengals, like Hawaiian shirt, sent it to him.
Yeah, I remember him
wearing
that stuff.
He saved that one, but all the other ones, he had like 10 of these.
Gone,
he would
huh?
wear them to school, and it just got beat right out of him. It just got pulverized right out of him.
He needed
bullied
to conform.
Right out. Yeah, he needed to conform. If you're one of us, you'll wear the swoosh. Man. And they're all wearing that same thing. And there's no tucking, obviously. You can't tuck.
But see, here's the thing. They eventually will learn. We all went through phases like this, right? I was a stupid idiot 14-year-old. Now I'm a stupid idiot guy in my 40s. But my nephew, 18, like I just mentioned, he had the same mop haircut that your son has,
mm-hmm.
right? Just looks like a shaggy dog.
Everybody's got it.
Right. He had the same haircut. And then he had to, because he did some sort of trip to Guatemala or something.
Oh, they made him like as
had
part
to cut
of the,
it.
Like playing for the Yankees.
Right.
Like there's a way you got
to
do it.
He had to cut it. And so after he cut it, he came back from the trip and he said to me, he says, I'm getting all this attention from girls now. It's like, yeah, go
you got,
figure,
you got
man.
Great eyes and
go,
we can see
go
them.
Go figure that you're a good looking guy. They actually can see you now. And they subliminally know girls like, oh, this guy actually cuts his hair. He must groom himself and take care of himself.
Sure.
Girls like stuff like that.
Right.
They don't care
right.
about the $350 cologne. They want you to regularly wash your ass.
And, you know, we can all remember that, too. Like, there were, you've told the story of when you wanted to sort of maybe not change your style, but add a layer to your style.
That's where I saved up all my money.
You shopped at Structure.
And went to Structure, which
yeah.
was the precursor to like Express Men.
Right.
And that's where all the cool kids were mm-hmm. shopping in the mall was Structure. And I went and I got myself structured out,
mm-hmm.
saved all my money, got myself a sweater from Structure, the cords from Structure, and I dress up, I go to school, and the first person that sees me
yeah.
looks at me and says, who the hell are you supposed to be? And he was right. He was absolutely right. I didn't belong in those clothes.
Do you remember when, like, the ribbed sweaters or, like, the waffle sweaters?
That's what it was. It was a waffle sweater.
Did you tuck that?
Because
there was a time where those were sort of form-fitting, and you tucked that in, and I...
No, this is when things were still baggy.
I wanted to try that where... Because they looked nice. You know, the collar was thick and nice, and I bought one in a pure white, and I bought one in a gray. I never knew that this was the same style sweater that we were talking about. And I wanted to, like, roll my sleeves up a little bit and try a couple different things so, you know, you could see the watch, wear a watch that maybe matched the belt. This is when I started to try to think some of these things through.
Look at
brown leather belt, leather-banded watch that kind of matched each other. And it was the same thing. This was like eighth grade or maybe ninth grade, which that is a tough time to try different things. And it just got beat right out of me. I didn't last a week trying to dress like that. And then those sweaters just got buried in my dresser. And I really liked them, but I couldn't wear them because of what everybody else was saying.
Assuming you don't look like a troll, because I can't help you if you're just really ugly. But if we got some younger dudes listening, here's what girls are looking for. They're looking for somebody, eventually, that can cook them a meal. You don't have to be an expert chef, but if you can cook a meal or two, they appreciate that.
Yeah, so try to learn some of those things, especially when mom and dad are willing to help. Try to learn and pay attention.
They want someone who can make them laugh, and they want someone who smells good. And I'm not talking about I don't shower, but I put on 19 pounds of cologne smell good.
No,
I'm talking about
normal,
taking care of yourself from a hygiene standpoint.
And no more baths. Baths are done.
Baths.
You have to shower. You have to shower, and you have to do it every day.
You know what, Timmy?
I contend
baths should be illegal.
I agree.
Shouldn't have them. Should be illegal.
I say
they're disgusting.
You should have to have a documented disability to have a bathtub in your house.
If you want to take a bath as a means of enjoyment, that's fine. If
no.
you want to sit, no, hold on
no,
a second.
No, you can't. That's
if you
a hot tub.
No, hold on.
And Paul Keels will be there with you.
If you want to sit in that tub and make a whole thing and put on some Yanni and put the bubbles in there and light some candles, whatever you want to do, that's fine. You can do that. But as soon as you're done, then you hop in the shower and actually wash your ass.
Okay.
Because that's not happening in a tepid pool of your own filth.
The bath should be after you shower. After the shower. The bath would be the last thing.
You think the bath is the last?
Yeah. You need to be clean as a whistle to take a bath. That's the thing, because then you're just festering and getting even dirtier in there.
All right, we have some Buckeye basketball news.
Baths really suck. You know
I can't promise that we're going to do anything of note today. It's the Grievance Show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow due to an accident that's on Reynoldsburg, New Albany Road at East Broad Street. And we've got a 5-minute delay due to a crash on eastbound 70 on the west side from Wilson Road to 670. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday, 4 o'clock. Rapid fire, 4:30. Timmy time at 5:30. I said last segment that I think baths should be illegal. There. Unless you're a child. Obviously, children take baths.
What's the cutoff, though? Six? Like small, you know, kids.
You know what? I'll give you to eight.
Eight, yeah.
I'll give you to eight.
And then it's done.
Then baths are done. As a matter of fact, someone from the government comes into your house and removes all the bathtubs so that no one is tempted.
Like I said, you need a documented disability to be able to have the tubs stay in your house.
Let me ask you another
question.
With
the steel bars or whatever you need there.
The walk-in tubs for the people with the old people. You've seen the commercials for it.
It's like a little door on the tub.
A little door.
You got to have a real good seal on that door.
Ba-ba-da, ba-da, ba-ba-ba.
I mean, that has to be the strongest NASA engineered seal.
Good seal.
That money can buy so that water doesn't leak.
Here's my question, though. So, you're old. You go in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has to be dry when you go in there.
Of course.
You know how long a tub takes to fill up? You just go sit in there for like an hour while the thing fills up?
What kind of tub are you thinking of?
I'm just saying.
It takes an hour to
fill up.
You're
in there for a long time.
You need to have
dead before the water gets up to your knees.
You need to have a good, high-powered faucet. You need a Delta or something. Or a Moen. You need something good. Can't have like some cheap American Standard.
Is that a cheap one, American Standard? I feel like I have American Standard toilets in the house. Is that not good?
Yeah, we could do a little better than that.
But it's American Standard. That means you don't get better than that.
No, you need American Premium. Standard should be like the baseline. That shouldn't be good enough for the common man household.
Yeah, that would be like in my house.
Yeah.
I mean, your house.
That would
be
like me, too.
Yeah, American Premium. Yeah, that's what you would have.
No, I think we disagree on what the word standard means. I think, you know, when somebody sets the standard, that guy
sets the standard.
He's Steady Eddie, man. That's reliable.
Yeah,
that's
guess.
A rock.
I guess.
I'm getting insurance from that guy.
Standard Oil.
Standard Oil. John Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Richest man in the world.
Yeah. I'd be rich as Rockefeller. I had you pegged
Don't peg me.
Like a $5,000 toilet in the water closet.
There's none of that. I don't like the gizmos in the bathroom.
I would think that you would have all the gizmos.
No, there's plenty of places in the house for gizmos.
Built-in bidet.
I don't think bathrooms are that. Like, I went over to somebody's house once. They had the electronic seat.
Yeah.
Let me heat it up for you.
Was it, like, censored? Did it open automatically when you got near it?
I don't like that. I don't want a heated seat. I want my seat to be ice cold because then I know somebody's ass has not been on there recently.
Well, maybe it heats itself and it actually cleans itself. Self-cleaning toilet seat.
How are you going to clean the top of the seat?
It probably uses little spritzers. And then it probably has
a hand.
Your seat is now dry. It has like a self-drying mechanism.
I don't like that one bit.
Yeah.
Japanese toilets.
You could pay a pretty penny for that.
And that's fine.
Jet engine flush.
Well, the flush is... I want the flush. Don't get me wrong.
Of course you want a more high-powered flush. And you want a flush that leaves no remnants. None. Doesn't matter what's in there. Doesn't matter if it was my wife's explosion town 2 days ago.
Powerful.
If you nothing there.
Sit on the toilet while you flush, your intestines are sucked out. That's how powerful I want that flush.
Or it sucks whatever is there off the
just
surface.
Your noose just gets sucked right through.
Bits of hair get taken with
all right,
it.
Can we get on topic, please?
I don't
it's
care.
It's been 37 minutes.
Who cares?
Of just total nonsense.
What are we doing here?
I got news for
you. It's a day of grievances.
Ready? John Mobley Jr., as we predicted,
we told you this,
is coming back to the Buckeyes.
It's too much money on the table,
He entered the draft. Well, it's too much money on the table and not enough...
Not enough guarantee in the NBA.
Guarantee
right now.
Standpoint, yeah.
So come back, see what you can make of yourself. I know that John Mobley is not just looking at it this way, but there's a chance where he can accomplish both things, where he can do whatever he needs to do as an individual to show the NBA what he can do. And in turn, that's only going to be helping Ohio State. Because if he molds himself into a 25-point-per-game kind of guy, that's something Ohio State team could absolutely use. Because with the offseason that they had, again, like it hasn't been bad, right, on paper. But I still think that there's this other level that the Buckeyes have to commit to, have to get to, or else they're still just going to be entering seasons where they're in that... you know, 7, 8, 9 spot in the conference. And that gets you into the NCAA tournament. But where else are we going? When will then that uptick happen where you're not just living in the, you know, top 40%, top half of the conference, but you're going to try to win the Big Ten Conference, and you're deciding that back in the off season too. It's not just a, oh, you know what, we bought low, and some of these players turned out to be a lot better than what we were imagining. You know, the things that we're doing from a coaching standpoint, working a lot better, and we got hot and we're making a push at this. No, you need to adjust everything where you're paying the most money or up there at least in the top 15, top 20 with what anybody is spending in college basketball, and you are charging for championships every single year.
Speaking of money, our guy Urban Meyer lost his $30 million lawsuit against the Jags, if you remember.
I forgot that was in the wind.
He didn't make it the entire season. They fired him. They said for cause. He said, screw you. I'm going to sue you. I want the remaining $30 million on my deal. That went to an arbitrator, and it just was ruled yesterday, Urban, you lose. So no $30 million. Now look,
how many years ago was that when he was the coach of the Jags?
Three? Four?
Three or four? Seems like it's been an eternity, right?
Well, because who's there now?
Duval guy.
The guy from good first Tampa. Year. He was the offensive coordinator at Tampa.
So it was Urban, then it was Doug Peterson, and now it's...
Now this dude.
This dude. it's probably been like 5 years.
2021.
All right, so...
What's the guy's name without looking it up?
Liam Cohen?
Yeah, that's right. Good job. Liam Cohen. Duval. How about Urban, though? In everything that he had, from a football coaching legacy standpoint, this is what I always... thought was fascinating about it. And I did go on the record and say I thought he would be successful as an NFL head coach. So I was way wrong about that. There's many different ways to determine success. Is that, you know, you're there for 5 years,
and
the playoffs on the record three times,
and said that
be a disaster.
He wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there are, oh, it didn't work out for me, and then there's that.
Right.
Like, that's a different story entirely. You can look up some lists as the worst coaches in NFL history, and you could see Urban Meyer as number one on them, and he was only a coach for less than one season.
Now, he's not crying
poor. Worst coaching hires, possibly.
Right, he's not crying poor. He's still got millions and millions of dollars, but would $30 million have made a difference for Urban Meyer?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
No. It wasn't about the money, but it was more to me, it would have been, as a college football coach only, I've won three national championships. I've done it at different schools. I've done it in different conferences. My win percentage is up there with the two, you know, Notre Dame legends, one of the highest in history. What if I was not the guy that did it like Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier and dabbled in the NFL?
Maybe it actually worked in his favor because it was so short and so bad that people have forgotten about it. For example, Billy Donovan's been a crappy NBA coach for like a decade now.
Yeah, he has.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
people even forget that Urban went anywhere because now he's just back on TV doing his thing on Fox. He's got his triple option podcast.
And it seems like he's been doing that for a good long time now.
He's
seems
fine.
Happy and content.
I mean, he wants $30 million. He's not going to get, but he's fine. Maybe
he's fine.
Was so quick and so bad that it's better off than if he was there for 3 years. And he still didn't accomplish anything.
He just jettisoned himself right out of there, right out of people's minds.
Inside the Buckeyes, coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the right shoulder of westbound 70 on the west side near 670. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 between 670 and 11th Avenue on the north side. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Here, Eric Reeser and T-Bone stage the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Guys, is your noodle a little less than al dente? Mushy. It's not good. It's not good for you. It's not good for her or him. I don't judge.
Had pasta last night. How do you think I had the noodles?
Well, you got to have it firm.
I absolutely did.
Al dente means I like the tooth.
I like them that way.
Yes, absolutely. You know what?
She'll like it too.
They also like their peepees that way. Firm.
Yeah.
And if it's just not getting as firm as you want, that's called erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, it's bad.
And the place to go get that fixed is not Instagram with some big-breasted influencer telling you to pop some pill that you don't know what the hell's in it. It's with my friends at Tri-State Men's Health because they are the experts. They see low testosterone and limp peepees every single day. All right? Every day.
They know what to do just by seeing one.
Absolutely. They can tell. It's like, oh, there's the... left turn on that one. I know how
there's
to fix
that.
There's
the old standard C shape there.
That's right. We can, it's a bent carrot. You can handle that right there. Call them today. Find out whether Advanced Treatment Strategies offers so much more than those stupid Instagram ads. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatementshealth.com.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I don't know if you know this, Mike and Teddy and all of you out there, but... as they say, the Bucks are hot.
They are hot.
And I didn't believe we'd be saying this about this Ohio State baseball team year two with a new head coach. But here we are, 18 wins in the conference. Not only did they qualify for the Big Ten tournament, they were safely in. So I thought
safely in, they were a six seed.
Six seed, yeah.
I don't know if what the Coach of the Year award is called.
I don't either.
In college baseball, but it
Justin
should,
Harris
it should be the Bob Todd Award.
Yes, it should be. So
my guy,
they are going to be on the Fan tonight. How cool is that? You don't have to adjust your dial or go to the Fan 2 or HD 3 or any of that. Right here, 9:55, taking on Washington, or as Ron Stokes likes to call him, Washington. So look forward to that. And we're starting off getting even more inside the Buckeyes, because why should I just tell you about Buckeye baseball? I'm not an expert with this. That's our good, clean broadcaster, Tyler Danberg. I caught up with him earlier today when he was out at the ballpark getting ready, and I know he's called almost every single game this year. He actually told us when we were chatting back there that there was going to be a turnaround. This was like five games into the season when they'd had a rocky start. He could see this coming. Tyler, though, how have they been able to get it done like this?
Starting pitching has been the start of Ohio State's turnaround from where it was last year to this year, going from 13 wins last year, 5 in Big Ten play, to getting the 6th seed in the Big Ten tournament 1 year later, winning 29 games in the regular season and winning 18 in the Big Ten. Highest conference season winning percentage since 2009. And the weekend rotation has been one of the big reasons as to why. Gavin Kuznetsky, Chris Domke, and Pierce Herrenbrook, the big three on the weekends for Ohio State. They have gone 5 innings or more 29 times this year.
Wow.
And the Buckeyes have lost just 9 times in which they've done it. And then they've also played a really fun brand of baseball where they've slugged a ton. Tied for fifth in single-season program history with 77 home runs this season. And they have a big slugger in Dane Harvey, 6'5", 285 from Warfordsburg, Pennsylvania. Harvey tied for the single-season franchise record with 19 home runs. He's really been doing great things within the program, coming off ACL surgery last year.
All right, so TD, sticking with offense, who do you think is an X factor for Ohio State? A guy that if his bat gets hot, they can do some damage in the tournament. And then also, give us your take on this Washington team that the Buckeyes are facing tonight.
Yeah, we'll start off with the X factors. I just mentioned Dane Harvey. He's a one-string threat. But I think some other guys as well. Henry Kasbarn, his second stint at Ohio State, he's one of their top bats at the plate, hitting out of the two hole. He's going to be a key X factor. And then another guy out of the seven spot is Lee Ellis. He's one of the better athletes in the Big Ten. He plays a really good second base, but he's been swinging a hot bat as of recent. And I think getting some extra ample support from the bottom three in the Buckeyes order can be really crucial. And Lee Ellis just screams like one of those guys that if he can get hot, great things are going to happen. And I think talking to him yesterday about this Washington team, the Buckeyes lost 2 out of 3 at Washington on a really cold weekend late March. And Lee Ellis was saying that this is a get-back game for them. This is a Washington team that kind of did last year what Ohio State's doing this year, picked last, and then they ended up winning 29 ball games. They're another good team that they play fast. They play physical. That's the type of offense they play. And their X factor is Jackson Hotchkiss, hitting .354 on the year, 19 home runs. And I think if Ohio State sends out Sahil Patel on the bump today for the Buckeyes, if he and the Ohio State pitching staff can keep him off balance and the Buckeyes play their brand of baseball that's been working in their last 10 games, 8 of them in which they've won, I think good things are going to happen.
All right, so we're going to hear that 9:55 tonight. Good luck to this Buckeye baseball team.
TD sounds like he's got a little bit of a cold.
You think so?
I think so. He sounded like the sniffles, didn't he, Teddy?
I didn't pick up on that. You get that, Teddy?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure he's gonna take some Jim Ricolas and he's gonna plow his way through, get the job done. So quick little Buckeye football tidbit for you. How about some recruiting? I saw this earlier in the week. A familiar name is the overall number one player in the 2028 Rivals 300. That would be wide receiver Jet Harrison. He's also hailing from St. Joseph's Prep in Philly. He's as elite as you would imagine. Already 6'1 and 175 pounds. He took the visit here in March, so you know the Buckeyes want him. They put the offer out there. The coach at St. Joe's had quite a quote about Jet. He said he's effing unbelievable. He said that Jira Edwards, who's a five-star commit to Alabama, said he played against some of the best and that Jet Harrison is going to be one of the best players to step on a high school football field. He lauded his route tree, his blocking, how he can be a great decoy, and how he's going to do whatever it takes to be in the right position on the football field.
Thank you, Timmy.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you, Tyler Danberg. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And we've got a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's in the left lane on westbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. At Fresh Time Market, $75 isn't just a grocery run. It's 8 delicious meals for a family of 4. Chicken, pork chops, fresh fruits, veggies, and breakfast. Stop by Fresh Time Market today and fill your basket with flavor, quality, and savings. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. For the first time since 2018, the Cleveland Cavaliers will play in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's Game 1 tonight between the Cavs and Knicks in New York. Tip-off tonight from Madison Square Garden is at 8 o'clock. In baseball, the Reds are in Philadelphia for Game 2 of their series against the Phillies. They look to snap a three-game skid with Chase Burns on the mound. First pitch is at 6:40. You can listen over on the Fan 2 starting at 6:10. As for the Guardians, Cleveland are winners of their last three games. They're in Detroit again tonight taking on the Tigers. Parker Messick gets the start for Cleveland. They also get started at 6:40. And the Ohio State baseball team begins their Big Ten tournament tonight in Omaha, taking on Washington. Catch the action here on The Fan starting at 9:55. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, but the best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
All right, it's Tuesday, and that means the show is jam-packed. We got Rapid Fire coming up at 4:30, Timmy Time at 5:30. What is the subject of Timmy Time today?
Well, the Timmy Time today is going to be a look back at NBC's must-see TV era.
I am very excited about this.
Is there a lot of Bill Cosby in there?
No, he was before must-see TV.
No,
and if
Bill.
You're wondering who that voice is, it's time for See You Next Tuesday.
Speaking of NBC...
Paul McCartney was
Sir
on SNL.
Paul McCartney played the song to end the night. He did.
I didn't see this weekend.
It was at the very end of the show.
Once
they did the
upon
credits.
A time, the reason
and
I
he
played the song.
Off the stage well, and I, played it. And I was like, I was standing in the kitchen watching, and Matt was standing there. And usually, you know, before this whole See You Next Tuesday segment happened, I'd be like, this song sucks.
I know, I was just going to say that.
And now I'm like, I love this song.
That's why I play it for you, because originally it was out of jest.
Yes.
Because you love Paul McCartney, but you hate that song.
Yeah.
But now, there's no way you can hate that song.
No, I'm just like, oh, he's playing the See You Next Tuesday theme song
to end the 51st
season of Saturday Night Live.
It's an upbeat song.
Yes.
It really like kind of gets you gyrating, gets you moving.
I was kind of dancing, and Matt's like, look at you dancing. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the numbers. Like, I thought numbers meaning songs. Usually I would see
some of the numbers.
Here's the numbers.
Hey, broad, come on over and sing a tune with me.
I tell you, I like my rock and roll music, and I like to see snippets of that rock and roll music.
Real toe tapper.
Oh, baby.
No, he did one of his new songs from the new album that comes out next Friday. He did Band on the Run, and it was... Oh, his voice was not good. It was not good? It was bad.
But you know what, though?
But
that's endearing.
Exactly.
Because Frankie Valli's out there barely moving his lips.
Frankie.
And he sounds like he did when he was 22.
Exactly.
And you know that it's a recording. But if Paul McCartney's bad, that means he's actually
doing
it.
His all.
Yes.
Yeah. And then so they went to say goodnight, and Will Ferrell said goodnight, and Paul McCartney looked at him and said, I'm going to go over here now, and... He started playing Coming Up, and then we did not see, because the show ended, he played Help.
Which he also needed.
Right. So, but it was funny because...
It was sort of a double entendre.
I know how you feel about Will Ferrell now, but Will Ferrell came out with a cowbell, and he was playing cowbell, reminiscent to how he did with, you know, the skit and Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, the Blue Oyster...
The Blue Easter cult and all that. So all right. It was great.
So Jen is here every single Tuesday to tell us what's going on behind the scenes here at the radio station. So what do you have for us today?
Well, right now, we would love to see all of you come out on June 20th to Otterbein University and be a part of our Fan 5K. You can register at 971thefan.com.
I'll be there.
Mike will be there. Common Man will be doing the mile.
I said I was going to run it, but I make no guarantees. I could just walk it, and maybe we walk it together.
Yeah.
I'll be there, too.
Holding hands.
I think I'll be doing some PA or whatever they have me doing. I don't know.
I'm putting together a poster right now of all of the people who are participating.
Very nice.
Yes. And so please register. Yeah. Oh, hey, look, getting to know Timmy Hall.
On the Fan website right now. Looky here.
I don't want to know you any better.
Did you see the picture, though?
Go to the...
I saw it already.
Did you see it?
Did you just now see this?
Well, I'm just seeing this now on the Fan website.
It's been up for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, I knew I didn't need to go and read it because I supplied the information.
Yeah.
I gave that to Scotty and I saw it in the actual email.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing it on the slider for the first time.
It would be nice, though, maybe once every 2 weeks, go to the website and make sure it's still working.
That second picture of you from the right looks really
good. But I know it's not.
It's Rachel Maddow.
It's Rachel Maddow right
there. It's Rachel Maddow.
It's me, Rachel Maddow, and then me and Mike.
All right, so sign up.
So 971thefan.com. Please sign up. We would love to see you out there. Lots of fun things. Also, tomorrow is the last day that you can bid on the old ping pong table.
I can't believe people are actually
bidding
money on this.
The highest bid right now is $250.
And that's $250 more than I thought we were going to get.
Hey, that's awesome because it benefits Children's Hospitals.
That's right.
Kids Mental Health Foundation.
You have to be able to come here and pick it up, though.
Yes, we will not bring it to you. So you have until close of business tomorrow. And then if you are the highest bidder, we will reach out to you and get that all set up.
You can also do that on our website, 971thefan.com.
Yes.
Now, Jen, I know you're hanging out there the whole hour before the show.
Yeah.
We have a lot of conversations that go on in the office. What are they talking about out there today?
It looked like they were knee-deep in a certain conversation out there.
It was fantastic to be a part of this conversation because I haven't... Because I'm an old now, you know, like I turn 48 next week, and to sit there and listen to guys who are pretty much half my age talk about, you know, being men and and their body count.
What is body count?
What is
how many people? No, it's not
how many people you killed.
You kill?
No, it's how many you've, you know,
slayed.
Done it.
Is that right?
Done it.
Slayed.
With.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Done it.
I was not familiar with that term.
Yes.
Well,
and you know what's
one,
great?
Obviously,
Janet
my
doesn't
wife.
Have to Google it now. I just said that's what a body count
Your
is.
Your mom did find out a couple weeks ago what reverse cowgirl was on this show.
She did. She Googled it. She's like, I always learn something new every week.
Does that just take you straight to Urban Dictionary when you Google something like that?
What was the joke you told me? Reverse cowgirl is illegal in the state?
Did you know that in Alabama?
In Alabama.
It's illegal to do reverse cowgirl. You know why?
Why?
Because you'd never turn your back on family.
That's right. See, that's a good joke. It's clever.
It is.
I like it.
You have to do that in Vin Diesel voice, though.
Look, I don't want any details about
who was back there. I'm not doing that, but I was just
I'll respect their privacy.
I was like, this is amazing.
However, back when I was banging... Literally and figuratively.
What was your body count?
No, see, here's the deal. The guys that I knew that always got the most were the ones that didn't have to tell you about it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's such thing as new money and old money. Like new money, the women come out, she's got the, you know, boobs up to her chin, she's got Gucci written all over the place, just name brand popping at you. The old money people, they've got the money. They
got
the condo in Boca, but they don't have to shove it in your face. That's why guys like Ric Flair... who every 10 seconds wants to tell you how many women he banged. You know, yes, I'm sure he got around and he did a lot. But in my experience, the guys who got the most action were the quiet ones.
Man,
like, I bet you right now in Omaha, Nebraska, Tyler Danberg
has
like
slaying.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what the word is for eight of them at one time.
15 women just following him around.
He's like a sultan. He's like a Saudi sultan from the movie Taken, except he acquires all his women legally.
This is all fine and dandy, but an hour before game time, we're done.
That's right. He's got to get ready for the broadcast.
He's got to get ready for the broadcast.
He's a professional.
He is a professional.
But I'm just saying, he's not going out there talking about his body count.
No, he doesn't need to.
There was that third category, though, on that subject. There was, if I can go back to the college years, there were the folks that had mommy and daddy money out the wazoo.
Right.
And they couldn't do anything but flaunt that.
Well,
it would be the fancy car that they had no business driving. You know, obviously they haven't gone out and done anything for themselves, but it's not just that they're getting, it's one thing to have the means to take care of a college education and so you don't have to go into debt afterwards.
Right.
It's another thing to be living in like the finest apartment and not really get down into the college slums with the rest of us.
The plebeians. You know,
we're like barely away from the under the bridge people while trying to get our education and get to the next level.
Oh, boy.
What's your body count?
Like at OU.
I don't need to talk about that.
Of course.
You know why?
Because.
Yeah. Because.
You've.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's well into seven just, figures.
Because I've been married for 15 years.
Well, but before that, though, I mean,
I dated him for 10 years.
You worked at music radio stations.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Just all those rock stars.
Yeah,
coming around
for
their sessions.
Yeah.
You were just telling us about the time where Fran Healy from Travis came in.
Mm-hmm. And the same day, Noel Gallagher came in.
The guy from Train.
And then Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
Now, she wouldn't be with Pat Monahan
Train.
The second singer from 311.
No, just Nick Hexum.
No, not Nick. You could not Nick Hexum. The little guy, the short guy.
Peanut? Yeah. Wasn't he the bass player?
Peanut? All mixed up, don't know what to do.
Peanut. I think Peanut was the bass player for 311.
I don't know.
But, I mean, no. Why Peanut when you can have Nick Hexum?
The guy from Harvey Danger? Should get with him?
Gay.
Oh, yeah?
Gay. I met him. He's very nice, but yeah. I was not his type.
But you were so... Flagpole setup. You were so... attractive
that he like a dude
he just
threw that out
yes. Like, I am gay.
I'm weak.
However,
but I'm weak
today.
I'm not weak, but I'm not well.
All right, you want to count me into the number. Count me into the number. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Hey,
yeah,
think about what we should do for my birthday. It's next Friday, so think about it.
What do you mean, what we should do for your birthday?
What
does that mean
do.
You want a gift?
No, I don't want a gift.
Yeah,
I want to go hang out with people
mean.
Somewhere. Yes. No, think about where I should...
Oh, you want to go out?
Yeah.
You want to go out on Friday? You want to do it...
I'd do whatever, man. Just think about it.
We're doing like, you want to go to like pins? You want to throw the duck pins?
Why do we always have to do stuff like that?
We do a little bowling?
We don't have to.
Why can't we
just go? You ever drop a ball on your foot?
Well, just think about it.
Why can't we just go to a bar and stand around?
And that's fine with me. I just hate to drink.
I hate it when things are tied to an activity. It bothers me.
I mean, but Timmy went to my birthday a couple years ago at pins. It was great. We did not do duck pin bowling.
No, we just stood.
We just stood and talked.
We just stood. They got the big giant...
those huge Pilsner glasses.
Big giant balls there, don't they? For the...
they've got giant...
Human-sized beer pong.
Yeah.
Chuck that at someone's head.
Sorry, I totally derailed everything, but that's just my job. I'll see you next Tuesday. Yeah, think about where we should go, okay? Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Timmy got into it with Tyvus today.
Uh-oh.
Details next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on eastbound 70 at US 33 on the east side. And there's a couple minute holdup on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by COTA. Whether you're a seasoned COTA rider or ready to take your first trip, COTA's May service changes make getting around Columbus a little bit easier. See the new improvements at COTA.com/service changes. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for a high chance of rain and even thunderstorms all the way through tonight across central Ohio, and then just a chance of some rain showers into Wednesday morning, turning drier in the afternoon on Wednesday, but cooler highs on Wednesday, only in the upper 60s to about 70 across central Ohio. Dry and sunny on Thursday, high temps in the low 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I watched the hockey last night.
Yeah, I was dog tired last night. I honestly still think the Kings Island Saturday is in me, and it's Tuesday now. But I had a good night last night and did a lot of putting and chipping in the backyard when the weather's been nice. That thing's 6 years old now. I don't think I've ever used it more than in this past month. Like, now that Jack got the bug for golf again, like the putting green, it has been just fantastic to use. But I got inside.
Teddy?
Watch the hockey.
I watched the hockey last night.
Yeah, so Tim was out playing golf, I think, out in the backyard.
Yeah.
Why do you do this?
No, I'm just saying, I started talking, and then it was just, let me tell you.
All about Timmy.
What I did.
I was getting to that.
But I didn't get to it yet. All I said was, I was watching the hockey last night, and then.
And then.
And you opened the conversation.
Right. So now we talk.
No, there wasn't an entry point for you. You just created one.
There was a pause. You made your own exit ramp.
There was a pause right there. There's a pause just in natural conversation.
There was a pause.
So here's what I was going to say. I was watching the hockey last night.
Yeah, I watched too.
I got to tell you, I can't remember a team more than the Montreal Canadiens that have the ability to go out there and look like absolute dog crap for 45 minutes, look like they're getting played off of the ice, and then have the intestinal fortitude to bounce back and win those types of games.
Well, they got the former Buckeye goaltender, Jakub Dobish, who's been doing a hell of a job. And I do, I feel a little bit of that. I know what you're saying. They're not the greatest team that I remember going this deep into the playoffs.
They're winning.
But they get the job done.
They move on, and now it's the ultimate test. You were talking about it yesterday. Carolina Hurricanes have been sitting around for almost 2 weeks.
Long time.
Montreal's had two back-to-back seven-game series, mentally draining series. Do they go into Raleigh and just crap all over themselves, or do they carry the momentum in there with them?
It's again, like, everybody's got a different side of this debate, whether there's probably more of a sweet spot where the Canes maybe went five games at least with the Flyers and they didn't have this long of a layoff, because it's gotten to a point now where you're probably just tired of practicing, right, against the same team, where you want to quickly get back into that grind, into that mode, which is, I still side it with the Hurricanes, because I think the run through a Stanley Cup playoffs has got to be the most physically and mentally exhausting run in sports, trying to do that. And with the Canadiens just going seven games, going the distance, cake, and again, winning some of these games where, when you're watching it, it just doesn't feel like they're as good of a team as the Sabres, but not all the time does the best team come away.
Last night, end of a series. They had a good first period, and then second period, they were crap. Most of the third period, they were crap. All the momentum's against them. They're on the road, game seven. Buffalo came back from a two-goal deficit, go to overtime, win.
You know what I like, though?
Putting and chipping in the backyard?
The putting.
Yeah. I know you do.
I knocked down a lot of 10-footers.
All right. You told me that you had a little bit of a thing with our guy, Tyvis Powell, today.
So Tyvis was still in the building.
I got to adjust my sack.
He was doing... What do you do? See?
This is not good.
My God, you're really digging around there. Thank you for going outside the pants, at least.
I don't think you understand how cumbersome this droopy sack is. Thank you, 7 Mary 3.
Cumbersome to this world. I like how you just didn't even have an entry point, and we're talking about a story with Tyvis and how I saw him today and he drove me nuts, and he just went right to, I got to adjust my sacky right
now. The tables turned.
There wasn't even a space to even go and do that.
In the old days, I wouldn't have said a damn word. But now we're on YouTube. We're being filmed all the time. People are going to see me reaching for my junk.
No, they're not. Because
no, they are.
I would have been talking and your mic would have been cut off. And if you would have known that the camera would have been on me, you could have quietly just done a little. And you can do it like you've got the hand down here. You have to learn to use your legs.
No.
You can make a sacky adjustment just by shifting and Jocelyn.
Perhaps,
okay?
If you have a normal size sacky,
no,
you can't.
My sacky is humongous.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you're like looking at a handicapped person saying, why can't you walk up those steps? I need a ramp. All right, we're not in the same situation.
No.
You can pitch a tent under my sacky, and Cub Scouts could sleep under there.
If we had, say, like we made an analogy and it was a cockfight, all right? And we had the Ortiz brothers out there, and they were, you know, they were marketing and building up the cocks and all that, getting them ready for the fight. Yours might be like the heavyweight champ. Like, you might be George Foreman back in the heyday, but I'm still Mike Tyson. Like, I'm still a big guy, big boxer.
No.
Like, we're ready to fight. Like, this is a sacky that can tussle with anybody.
Can I tell you something? I don't know how we prove this, disprove this. You're making a fool of yourself.
I know how we do
it. You're making a fool of yourself.
I know how it can be done.
You're Harold Miner to my Michael Jordan.
Harold Miner had the East Bay funk dunk.
Harold Miner.
Baby Jordan.
Was nicknamed Baby Jordan, and that was an insult to Michael Jordan. He wasn't 10% of what Michael Jordan was.
Your sack
couldn't hold my sack.
No.
Sack.
So
my sack has its own sack. What do you think of that?
Oh, you say you sacked it. Oh, shut up. You're just a hack. And you know what? This conversation lacks.
We should have some snacks.
I wish we could take it back.
I wish I had some. What do we got over there? You always have snacks
at
your desk.
I am hungry.
I'm parched. What do you got?
I don't have any drinks. Do we have any Diet Coke back there?
No, I drank it all.
And I bought the last two cases of DCs. Those are not cheap. Gotta go get those at the Sam's Club. Those are 35 packs, I think.
It's been a while, Stained, since you put some DCs in that fridge.
Well, maybe I was wondering if you were going to buy some DCs.
You know what I bought?
The next round.
Some Squirt.
You got Diet Squirt?
No, not Diet Squirt. Squirt Zero.
Fishy had some Squirt recently.
I know, and that got me back on the Squirt bandwagon.
I didn't know how refreshing a good old-fashioned Fresca or a Squirt really is.
They're similar, but there's subtle differences between the two. Anyway, go ahead, you and Tyvus.
So, Tyvus and I talking today, which, by the way, he gave me a great greeting. Tyvus gave me a big hug.
That's nice.
Where are you at with that?
It depends on the person. Adam King gave me a big hug yesterday.
No,
I didn't want it. I didn't care for it. I actually said no, and he went in anyway. And it was borderline sexual assault.
Tyvus is a guy, though, that I worked with for a very long time. I was one of the first guys that worked with him regularly when he came in here doing a lot of Buckeye shows. So we miss each other. He actually had a good little joke. He said, he kind of tilted his head and said, "Oh, man, Timmy, what do you think if we just go on back to doing the Buckeye show night in and night out?" And I said, "Tyvus, that sounds like a plan."
At your original salaries?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, you'll get there, both of you.
We'll get there eventually.
We'll
work ourselves back down. And he noticed that I had brought in some roosters. I had some of Jack's boneless wings that he did not finish. Because I finished all of my wings.
Like father, like son.
No, huh? I finished everything that I had.
Go out for some wings and eat half of them. And just like Timmy does with his steak.
That's about the time when we got the boneless wings there, which would not be my preference, but they do a good job with them. It's when he told me that he would never get the bone-in wings at Roosters because he can only eat two of them. Two of the bone-in wings is what that man, Tyvus Powell, claims he could put down.
No, hold
because
on.
They're just too big.
All right. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll do rapid fire. And I'm going to tell you how that's actually, what Tyvus Powell said, a cry for help. That's 2 minutes away. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown due to an accident that's on both shoulders of eastbound 161 after Hamilton Road. And we've got another crash causing delay on West 3rd Avenue between Neal Avenue and Denison Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. We were talking about Tyvis Powell, who you can hear weekday mornings 6 to 9 with T-Bone right here on The Fan. I recommend it. It's a very good show. Tyvis was telling you, Timmy, that...
Yeah, just a wild take about Roosters.
He can only eat 2 bone-in wings at Roosters because they're so big.
Yeah, I was actually commenting on how big the boneless were. Like, surprisingly big for that time.
It's a nice portion.
But I was saying how I always, always opt for the traditional wings because they're usually gigantic and they do a nice mix of the wing flap and the traditional drummy.
Now, I order the drummy exclusively.
Oh, do you? I like to get a little bit of both.
I'm not a flap guy.
Oh,
I
love
to stick my tongue through the flap. But... Tyvis saying he can only eat 2 wings is actually a cry for help. Every person that I've known in my life that has had some sort of eating disorder, whether it's they eat too much or they eat too little, always want to tell you the opposite of how much they eat. Like, I'm quite sure that, like, Karen Carpenter was sitting around saying, man, I just finished off a whole rack of lamb. No, you didn't.
You haven't
eaten anything in 3 days, but now you're projecting... And the alternative is also true. I don't know why I keep gaining weight. I tell you, I keep following the diet. And then Dr. Now sitting at the other end of the table saying, no, you're lying. You have a nibbler.
You're not eating 2, Tyvis.
You don't eat 2 wing, Tyvis. You would put a 0 at the end of that. You eat 20 wing. There's no way Tyvis Powell's ass
I love when
is
Dr. Now shows
getting
up.
To be that size. By eating 2 wings at a time at Roosters.
Yeah, all that we've heard about over the last 2
There's
years
no way.
And change. It's just how the weight just keeps piling on.
You lie, you're not following my diet.
I heard their interview with Ryan Shazier. I don't know if you saw that he was on their show. It was a couple of weeks ago.
I ain't seen it.
And my God, Ryan was giving him a nice hell of a time about his weight. And Tyvis was just swearing that he was going back down. I think Tyvis said that he was up around like 260, 270. And he's eating 2 wings.
Again, he's a tall guy.
Yeah, he's tall.
He's
he carries
guy,
it well.
But what do you think his playing weight was? Like 190?
210, 215 maybe? Maybe he was 220 because he was a safety, but they were just laughing and laughing because he was still going on and on about this pipe dream. And I really feel like he believes it, like it's not an act just for the radio, that he could handle Jeremiah Smith for 1 rep. And you could just hear the silence on the other end of the line from Shazier. And he's like, there was a reason you were a safety, Tyvis. Let's go back and start with that. Not exactly the best speed
Does he really
in all
think
of
that?
College football.
He really thinks that today.
Oh, he just keeps talking about technique and how he could force him into what he wants him to do for just 1 rep. Ryan's like, he'd just run the go route.
He runs right in a straight line.
Yeah, just
right past you.
Right past
you.
You
can't jam him at the line of scrimmage.
If you can't put your hands on him. While you're eating your 2 wings over there, your hands are going to be a little bit greasy, too.
He's eating wings while trying
but
to guard.
But only 2. But only 2.
Mm-hmm.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From some pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number 1.
Okay, the Reds have now fallen back to .500 for the season. Are they done, or do you think they can still win a wild card berth?
Well, Teddy, you're a big Reds fan. It's a long season. Anything can happen. it's not trending in the right direction. This is not a team that looks like that they're going to go on some sort of run. So my gut says no, but I hope for your sake I'm wrong.
I'm kind of in the same ballpark. It was an impressive start, but Teddy, I mean, you know that part of the reason for that was all the one-run games.
Yeah, they won
were
all those,
on the right side of, and that... It's not even like we can say that caught up to them. They've been getting drilled a little bit here. So
a little bit,
an anemic offense, issues with pitching. When you got problems on offense and you have problems with pitching, then you got some problems. Poppy's got some problems. I'm going to say no at this point. They don't make the playoffs. Sorry.
Rapid fire number two.
The Indy 500 winner always drinks a cold bottle of milk in Victory Lane.
Yuck.
If you guys are reaching for a cold glass of milk, what milk preference are you choosing? Like whole milk, 2%, skim milk, chocolate milk?
When I was a kid, all that was served to me when I was a kid was skim milk. My entire life was skim milk.
We were skim milk. We were skim milk family as well.
And I couldn't drink anything above skim milk. Like, if you gave me 1%, it tasted like cream to me. However,
I like the 1%.
There was a big gap between when I stopped drinking skim milk and then when we started having milk in the house again, we had the baby, right? We had Samantha.
Yeah.
And so I just went out and I bought myself some skim milk. And after 10 years of not drinking any milk, I took a sip of this skim milk and I said, what the hell?
It's like water, isn't it?
Is this white piss water?
It's just disgusting.
What is happening? So now I'm a 2% guy. I'm a 2%
guy.
Have
you tried the whole milk?
It's still a little bit too much for me.
It's thick. I mean, I've been at like a bed and breakfast before where they kind of have the milk there for you. And I've tried some of that rich milk. And in a short stint, it can be very, very tasty. But obviously, it's really fatty. The idea of pounding milk after a race like that when I've been in 100 degree heat, it is just the worst combo I can possibly come up with. To me, milk is like in the middle of the night when I'm parched and I have a little like whiskey glass of 1% milk. I like to go in between the skim and the 2% and then have a little bit of cookie snack. Right there. I have the cookies, wash it down with the ice-cold milk.
Rapid fire number three.
It seemed at one point that every big-time celebrity or athlete had a cologne they were selling. Did you guys ever buy a celebrity's cologne because you were a big fan of them?
Oh, back when I was a kid?
Yes.
Michael Jordan cologne. And by the way, I have some news for you, kids. I just found out just the other day that Michael Jordan cologne is alive and well. You can go on Amazon. You can buy the original Michael Jordan cologne. This is not a collector's item. They continue to make it, and it's in the original bottle that we remember.
With so the little, like, basketball.
With the little indentation.
Yes. I used to put my thumb in there.
Yes.
That's the only cologne I can really remember ever buying. I've never been
a cologne guy. I had a cheap bottle of Old Spice that I stole from my dad.
Okay. Yeah, no, the Michael Jordan cologne would be the answer. So, yes, it would be because of him.
Rapid fire number four.
What's your go-to app when ordering for the table?
Oh, there's a few here. There's one that takes me back to the days in Raleigh. We had this place called the Linwood Grill. It's a place that got so popular. They were in like a strip mall, and then they got too big, so they had to buy like their own separate standalone spot out in that parking lot. It was big, two-story place. A lot of people loved it. They did the best little homemade crouton you have ever had.
Homemade crouton? That's like an appetizer?
Yes, it was fantastic. They had several different dippers for it that people liked. They were crispy on the outside, soft on the inside, big, like thick chunks. And they also did a hell of a fried pickle chip. And those are always a popular choice as well.
Now, are we assuming nobody at the table has any allergies or anything like that?
Yeah.
All right, because, like, my father-in-law is allergic to the shellfish, so I can't do it with him. But, like, you go to a place that has a good popcorn shrimp.
Mmm.
With different dipping sauces.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I love a popcorn. Teddy, you like a popcorn shrimp?
It's fantastic.
You ever have yourself a popcorn shrimp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Popcorn shrimp, like, put Old Country Buffet out of business, didn't it? Or I feel like we just read a story in the last month or two about popcorn shrimp. Was it Red Lobster?
Was it Lobster
was like
Fest?
Was it the endless popcorn shrimp that gave Red Lobster severe financial issues that they're still trying to recover from because they didn't price that right?
Rapid fire.
Oh, my God.
You got something to say?
No, I was just saying, I looked forward to Friday nights at OCB my entire childhood because that was popcorn shrimp night. I'd have the shrimp, You'd have the endless ice cream thing. It was just, it was the best night ever.
Rapid fire number five.
All right, today is National Roadie Day. And of course, roadies are the ones that the men and women who put together the shows, all the for the musicians when they're going on the road, travel from town to town. They get all, you know, set everything up for everybody. So if you guys could have been a roadie back in the back when you guys were banging, then which band would you have worked for?
Well, it's got to be a band that has a lot of female fans by nature, of a certain age.
Spice Girls?
No. That's too young.
I thought yours was obvious.
Yeah.
It is obvious.
Melissa Etheridge?
I'm just trying to set the table for you. It's Bon Jovi all day, every single day. You're such an ass. What? You know?
Why?
What did she do to you?
What?
I like Melissa Etheridge.
Come to my window. I'll be home soon.
I mean, the easy answer for me is just the Dave Matthews Band. I mean, what do you want from me?
You're not going to get the good femininas. You're going to get like the gross ones that don't shave their pits that have hemp necklaces on. No, there's Bobby Carpenter is going to be there.
Yeah, Bobby's going to be there, but hey, there's also Timmy, a good crowd.
Do it to me, Timmy.
Why do I have to do it with Bobby?
Well, yeah, Timmy's a roadie.
Stupid.
Yeah. Teddy, what about you, Motley Crue?
Well, they were big like in the mid-80s, so I was a little young for that. I mean, by the time I became like a roadie age, but if I could just change the timeline and been a roadie like in the mid-80s for Motley Crue, wow, that would have been fun.
Now, I'd like to point out that there's one drawback at this time. Like if we're in the mid 80s and it's hot young women in the mid 80s, and while they are young and hot, they didn't necessarily have the grooming standards that we're accustomed to today. And so
maybe you could
you may get down there and all of a sudden it's explodes in your face.
But maybe
you unzip
Maybe though, every once in a while, you were lucky to come across a pioneer that just happened to be ahead of the times.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hot for teacher.
Just gonna punch you in the face.
It's not. It's like
an airbag coming out of a steering wheel console.
But we could take baths before any of that goes on. A nice tepid bath back at the Motel 6. That's where us roadies stay.
All right. What do you want to do now?
More grievances?
You know what I got? I got a grievance for you. I do.
Good.
My team is pissing me off. I got a grievance for you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking three lanes and causing a 10-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side before 270. It's going to be stop and go from Polaris Parkway. And there's a 5-minute holdup if you're on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good news. Jack has personally invited the Fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. You know, Teddy, it's a big day for you. I don't know why you didn't say anything today, because I saw that for the first time in 22 years, it was officially today, because Manchester City didn't win. Arsenal, your guys.
Yeah. It just happened, yeah.
Won the Premier League championship.
Yeah, they just had the final. It was like 15 minutes ago.
Okay, well, you're a big Arsenal official?
I am very excited. I'm going to go online here and look for some merch. Get me some Arsenal championship stuff. Yeah. My guys, it's been a long time for us, you know, since we've won the Premier League championship.
Long time.
Yeah, yeah, I've been a fan for about 12 years, I think, actually.
You actually have been a fan for a while.
Yeah, that's when, I think it was about 2014 when we first picked the teams. Yeah, we all picked our little teams. You had Crystal Palace.
Yep.
And that's still not working out so well. But
they haven't been relegated since I became a fan.
There you go. That's true.
They're still with the big boys?
Still banging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did this maybe a few years later because Beamer, who I worked with a lot.
Yeah, Beam's the one that kind of got started on all this. Yeah.
And then I jumped into that too, because he's been a big Premier League fan and a Man U guy. And I didn't want to pick like one of these front runner squads like you did, like a famous franchise like Arsenal.
They weren't at the top. They're not.
Yeah,
Manchester.
I know. I wasn't going to do.
They're right there.
I wasn't going to do a Liverpool or an Arsenal or a Man City or a Man U. No, and anybody would do that. Anyone would pick the Dallas Cowboys to be a fan of, right?
Actually, now at this point in time, you would not. you're stupid if you do.
Yeah, but back then they did,
yeah.
And now they're getting what they deserve. 30 years of mediocrity for doing that. But I picked a club called Stoke City from Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke-on-Trent. Yes.
Maybe is that a near Staffordshire? I don't know, but they...
Matt Staffordshire.
They were relegated basically the year or the season after I picked them up, and they've never been back.
That's par for the course.
Absolutely.
I got a problem with my team. So the Chicago Bears are briefing the other owners, and by briefing, they're being told, tell us what you're going to do from a stadium standpoint, all right? You've been hemming and hawing about this. You change your mind every 10 seconds. You specifically went out and you hired dummy Kevin Warren to go out and get a stadium deal done for you. And now you go back and forth. First it was, we're going to Arlington Heights. Then it's, we're staying at the Soldier Field site. Then it's, we're going to Indiana. Then it's, we're going back to Arlington Heights. Now Indiana's back on the table again.
Yeah, make up your damn mind.
So there's two choices now, I guess today, that are viable options. And that is the Arlington Heights site, which, if you're not familiar with Chicago, it's northwest suburb, or Hammond, Indiana, which is in Indiana. Yes, part of the Chicagoland metro area, but quite a difference.
It's Indiana.
It's in Hammond, Indiana, which is known for trash and Binion's Horseshoe Casino.
Oh, they got a casino.
They got a Binion's. They did. I don't know if they still do. So now the NFL owners are saying, what's the status of the stadium? The Bears are saying, we'll do something by early summer. We'll have some sort of decision made. But people are asking me, because I'm a long-suffering Bears fan, where do I want this stadium to be? And they're amazed when I give my answer. And my answer is, I don't care.
Because you don't live out there?
No, that's not why.
That's not why.
I want them to stay on the lakefront. You want a new stadium, I understand that, but build something like the Bills are building, open air character, all of that.
Okay, but they're not going to do that.
I understand that. Yeah. And so wherever it is, whether it's in the northwest suburbs, whether it's in Hammond, Indiana, or whether it's someplace else we haven't even decided yet, they are still going to build a sterile dome that looks like every other sterile dome around the National Football League. They're all building the same stadium.
No, I know what you're saying, but you want them to stay like on that site.
But my
if
point
you had
is,
your
yes,
say.
But they're not going to build stadium that I want. So if you're going to build this monstrosity, then go ahead and build it anywhere. I don't care. Go to Indy. Build it there. Have two teams in Indy.
You wouldn't care if they just left the market now.
I really don't care.
But we've had this discussion before, too. So you're an out-of-market fan now. The area means a lot to you because you grew up there. Your family is from that area. If they did, let's just say, forget about Indiana or Chicago suburb. Say they did. Things broke down and they left. I mean, it wouldn't happen. But what would that do to your fandom? being away from things now because I
and they left.
They left
the market completely.
Yeah, I don't think I could be a Washington Commanders fan.
No, no.
If they moved away, unless they moved to Columbus, Ohio, then that would be my team. Still,
the get out of jail free card. I want all my teams to move
so you can just
so that
be done
I can
with
be
them.
Done with them.
Yeah, just be out.
Right.
Just be completely
I know
unfettered
what you're saying. I know
from
what you're
an
saying.
Athletic standpoint.
People have said, oh, you can do that anyway. You can just leave them. No, I can't.
You're bound.
I'm bound. I'm cursed. I signed a contract. A blood oath. Now, however, if they decide to pack up and leave, that is a situation where the blood oath is null and void.
Yeah.
And I'm free to go on my merry way.
Yeah.
But until they do that, I'm cursed forever to root for this team.
You know, and see, I have it the other way where Washington is going back to the place where I would like them to be, but they're going to do, again, one of these newfangled stadiums, but it's going to have like a glass roof or something so we can all just burn alive in there.
Like ants under the magnifying glass.
Exactly.
But it's going to be a dome, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a
glass roof.
But it's not going to open and close.
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's just one of these fully enclosed domes.
By the way, if you're asking me, because I said I want him to stay at the lakefront, I want him to stay down there. But if it's a choice between dome at the lakefront or move to Arlington Heights and build an open-air stadium, I would choose the open-air stadium in Arlington Heights. Mm. Now, they're not going to do that. They're going to build a dome no matter where they go. So to me, it doesn't matter.
Just,
I don't care. Go wherever you want. Go to Decatur.
S or get off the pot type of situation. Just
That's
do
right.
it already.
It's a bad sign when the people who are tasked with enforcing the rules don't know the rules. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some backup due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 161 after Hamilton Road. And we've got a 10-minute delay if you're on southbound 270 on the east outer belt going from Main Street to US 33. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. This is your ferry captain speaking. We've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails. Try golf, fishing, or flying a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer, and wine. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. It's game one tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavs and Knicks in New York. Tip-off from Madison Square Garden is at 8 o'clock. In baseball, the Guardians go for their fourth win in a row tonight in Detroit, taking on the Tigers at 6:40. Cleveland holds a two-game lead at the top of the AL Central. As for Cincinnati, the Reds look to snap a three-game skid in game two of their series with the Phillies. They get things started in Philadelphia at 6:40 as well. The Ohio State baseball team begins their Big Ten tournament tonight in Omaha, taking on Washington. Catch the action here on The Fan starting at 9:55. And in soccer, with Manchester City's draw today, Arsenal has been crowned Premier League champions. It's the club's first title in 22 years. This update sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. Get a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I got a story about stupid umpires for you. You want to hear this one?
Yes.
This was in the Nationals-Mets game last night, where the Mets got it done, 16-7. But there's a little more to it than just that score on the scoreboard at the end. So first part is, this game actually went to extra innings. You wouldn't probably guess if I tell you the Mets beat the Nats 16-7 in just a random regular season game. You wouldn't think that that one went to extra innings, but it did. That was a final in 12 innings right there. So part of that story is the Mets scored 10 runs in the 12th, in the top of the 12th. That was the most runs scored in an extra inning in over 40 years. But there's a dumb umpire portion to this story that makes it even better. So in the middle of the Mets, who are they? They were shellacking Paxton Schultz or someone like that.
Oh, Paxton Schultz.
Just beating the ever-living you-know-what out of him. They can't get Paxton Schultz out of this game fast enough. So who's the Nats manager? It was Blake Butera, I think. He wants to go and put in a positional player.
It's a strategic forfeit.
Yeah,
we're done. We're finished.
Yeah, we're done. We're losing 11-6 at this point. We're down by 5. I want to save my pitching staff. I don't want to burn another arm here that's going to factor into the rest of the series here. It's an important series. Washington is actually hovering around being a 500 club. And I think if you're about 500 right now, you're still thinking about what could we possibly be as a baseball team. So they're thinking about that. And the Mets, you know, are fighting like hell just to get back in it after their start. So Butera's looking at Jorbeat Bebas.
Jorbeat Bebas.
Jorbeat Bebas.
My guy, right, Teddy?
He's a third baseman for the Nationals. Every Nationals fan in the world knows about Jorbeat Bebas. So he wants to put him in, only there's this big pause. There's this big delay when they're trying to do that. And I'm watching the clips of Mr. Cohen and company and Keith Hernandez and the Mets broadcast crew who are figuring out what's going on here. And they are the broadcasters. And look, it's part of their gig to know the rules of baseball too, but there's a lot of nuance when it comes to baseball and a lot of these rules are changing. And so there's some leeway you can understand. You might wait on a call to figure out what they are saying. If there's some confusion and nothing has been announced. So they were actually able to figure this out in about a quarter of the time that the umpires were. So Todd Tichenor is the home plate umpire in this game. He's got several of the other umpires gathering around him, and they're taking so much time to figure out what is going on. They don't want to allow Bebas to come into the game. Only in the rules of baseball right now, the 8-run limit, which you have to be up by in order to put a positional player, non-pitcher, on the mound to just sacrifice the game, that is waived
because it's extra innings. Yeah.
That is waived.
If you want to put a position player in extra innings, that's your stupid prerogative.
They actually reportedly called the replay center to get a clarification on the rule.
So the umpires didn't know the rule.
The umpires.
I actually have the SNY audio if you want to hear it.
You do?
The Gary Cohen?
You do?
Audio?
And how you doing, little partner?
Oh. Fine. And it's poor. Little visitor.
Sorry.
Now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
There's nothing worse than failing at that.
I saw that coming.
I'm sorry.
Better and easier than Juan Soto saw one of Jorbeat Bebas's fastballs.
Can I
going 45 miles an hour right down the middle of the plate?
Can I make it up to you? Please
play it.
All right, come on.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee. My French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Every time I hear it, my pee-pee moves. every single time I hear it. Teddy's taking off his clothes over there. He's got booby tassels on.
Oh, my God.
You know, so it's hot today, if you look outside.
How hot is it?
You have to look outside. You just walk outside.
Is it like high 80s today? 86, 87?
Well, here in the city, 90 is what they say the high is today.
Damn. Yeah. 90 in mid-May?
And so now all the news places, newspapers and local television stations, they're going to be giving you those wonderful stories you need every single year about how to use your air conditioning. Right?
Turn it on.
Here's something from the USA Today Network. Ohio's getting a taste of summer weather this week with highs in or near 90. According to the National Weather Service forecast, temperatures will reach 90 degrees Monday, May 18th, and 89 degrees Tuesday, May 19th in Columbus and Cincinnati before dropping back into the 70s and 60s for the rest of the week. Now, the question is, though, what's the best temperature for your air conditioner? Mm. Experts like Energy Star recommend setting the thermostat to, wait for it, 78 degrees.
Oh, my God.
To balance comfort and saving money. But not everyone is comfortable in that setting.
It's just a couple of days here in
May. A Consumer Reports survey in 2021 found that the average temperature Americans set their thermostats is 71 degrees. The publication recommends agreeing on a temperature that everyone in the family is comfortable with. And follow Energy Star guidelines by increasing that 4 degrees while sleeping. So think about that. If you set it at 78, 82 while you're sleeping.
82 while we're in bed. Yeah, because it's so easy. Everything that science tells you is that you need to be a little bit on the colder side. So your body has a chance to regenerate for the next day.
When you're away from home, that should go up 7 degrees. So the house should be 85 degrees. And so then it'll take 3 days.
Why don't we just take a vacation to hell?
It'll be 3 days before you get it back down to 78 degrees. Look, I want to tell you something right now.
Yeah, tell me.
Back when I was a kid, we were a middle-class family in the suburbs. Nice house. Dad worked. Mom didn't. We had no complaints. We had two cars, so we weren't hurting for things. We took vacations, all of that. We rarely turned the AC on.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did, my parents set it at 78, just like this story recommends.
Okay.
And if I moved it down, because sometimes I'd be sitting there
sweating
in bed,
sweating.
I got my fan on, my ceiling fan on, but I'm still sweating. I'd sneak out in the hallway and I'd put it down to 77. I swear to you, I'd sneak out there and I'd put it down to 77.
Did you try to wake up before him to put it back to 78?
And if I didn't get back to that thing before they saw it, it was like I just
hell to pay.
Stole.
Wow.
I stole money from them.
Wow. How dare you set the thermostat down to 77?
And I'm still scarred by that childhood to the point where I probably overdo it now with the temperature because I'm an adult. I pay for it myself. If I want to make the house 68 degrees, I'll pay for it.
Of course you will.
But I'm going to make it 68 degrees.
You want a Pepsi, pal? You got to pay for it.
I understand that we have energy issues and this and that. And we got to worry about the climate and all that. Here's what I've discovered about life. Life is too difficult. The minutia, the day-to-day trying to get through life and dealing with humans, and you got to go to work and you got a family, and the least we can do for ourselves is be comfortable at the right temperature, if we're able to be. There are people out there that just don't have the means or don't have the access to air conditioning, and I feel sorry for you, and we should try and remedy that problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to run on that campaign. Air conditioning for all.
I love that.
I'm going to give you a free window unit, at least for your bedroom.
Though, doing a couple degrees different on the thermostat is not saving the world.
We got to get through
life. It's not saving the earth where we are now.
We got to get through life. Can I tell you something? If it's between the polar bears and me, I choose me every single time. All right, sorry, polar bears. But I'm putting that AC down where I want it to be.
You are just so mean.
Fine. I have to do
not
what I have to do.
Cute polar bears for the Coca-Cola commercials.
Life. On the other side of that, I make up for it in the wintertime. Because I keep the house nice and chilly in the wintertime.
I keep it at 64 in the winter.
So if I want to keep the house chilly in the winter, I shouldn't be shamed into keeping the house warmer in the summer.
We have a house that we know very well, and we do like to be cool when it's summertime because none of us like to be hot. We have found we're able to get by at 75 degrees because where we stay, we get blasted by the vents.
Okay.
So whenever it gets kicked on, and we typically stay underground because we live in a split, and so the area where the family room is and the other part of the house
is
6 feet underground, so we have part of the cement before it gets into the wood frame.
Needed a coffin.
A rec room down here. And it's nice and chilly. The computer room has a vent that blasts on it. The upstairs bathroom has a nice vent that just blasts the cold air. So we get by on
Teddy,
that.
What do you
it doesn't feel that
what
hot.
What do you keep in the house?
For the summertime?
Yeah, summertime.
Yeah, we're in the 95-degree heat wave. What do you set it on?
I think it's 72. Yeah, I think it's like in the wintertime, I think we do 68 and then 72.
Yeah, we do 64, 75.
Yeah. I used to do 64.
Because I'm like you. I more than make up for it in the wintertime. I'd just turn it off if it were up to me.
Well, the pipes would freeze.
I don't care.
You'd care eventually.
Nah, I don't care.
Things just start bursting.
Burst.
Those walls. My God. I want to talk about pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Might have pizza tonight.
Ooh, yeah. Colin, Manny, Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some hold up due to a crash that's on North Broadway between Milton Avenue and North High Street. And you're looking at a 15-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
Are you and Bob Marley related, since you're both Jamaican?
No, me and Usain Bolt is.
Oh, that's also
a... Who would win in a race?
Me! Why don't you ask that?
Mornings on the Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A look for a wet overnight across central Ohio into Wednesday morning with rain and even some thunderstorms. On Wednesday, rain early in the day and then drier in the afternoon. Cooler highs near 70. A lot of sunshine on Thursday. It's probably the driest day of the week and cooler highs at around 70. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
And Mikey wants to talk about pizza in just a minute. Also, don't forget, we got Timmy Time, special edition coming up here at 5:30. I want to talk about NBC's must-see TV
era. I
gotta
tell you, I'm very excited.
Back in the 90s and the early
2000s. This is my wheelhouse.
This will absolutely be your wheelhouse. But first, I do want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You see, ED, you know what that is?
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, my God. That thing can be a real bugger, you know? It can be bad. When you're getting intimate, when you're getting things spiced up with your partner, and you're not able to perform the way that you want to, or maybe the way that you used to be able to, well, that can really throw things out of whack, right? But at Tri-State Men's Health, they've got such a wide range of treatment options for every single stage of ED. They can help you get back to, you know, riding that saddle again. You know, whatever you do, whatever you're into, you'll be back to doing all those things.
Little,
maybe even better than you have in years.
Reverse cowgirl?
Well, not in the state of Texas. Or Alabama.
No, that was Alabama. That was the joke that you don't turn your back on family.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Or in Arkansas.
Thanks for stepping over the punchline.
South, kind of, right?
Yeah, yeah, just down there in the South. But Tri-State Men's Health, they deliver advanced medical science and proven therapies to treat erectile dysfunction. We got 6 locations. We got 2 of them right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. Just go to tristatemenshealth.com, start taking a look around, schedule that $99 initial visit. You get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, a test dose. If it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have an expert staff. If you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. TriStateMensHealth.com.
Pizza. Domino's announced a promotion that's going to give away free medium 2-topping pizzas whenever a U.S. men's national team player receives a red card in the 2026 World Cup. With fans entering through Domino's Rewards and additional pizza giveaways linked to a partnership with EA Sports FC and Soccer Fashion Capsule Collection. So it says, does the thought of Christian Pulisic getting a red card in the World Cup send a shudder down your spine? Don't worry! Domino's is here to make the pain feel not so bad. See, this is really dumb.
Yeah,
You shouldn't attach something positive to something negative. That's marketing 101.
Yeah, like Taco Bell's got the nice thing where steal a base, steal a taco.
Sure, the Jackets do it. He's 3 goals, chili. It's not, hey, the Jackets lost, so now it's time for free chili. This is dumb marketing.
Maybe that could be a better deal for all of us fans, though. We'd get more chili.
Oh, okay. But you're not going to have the positive thoughts about the chili.
No.
As you do now, because you'll
hate eating
good.
It.
Good, right. This is stupid. You do it with the Krispy Kreme in Kansas City.
Yes.
When the Royals score, you score.
12 hits gets you a dozen. 12 hits gets you 12 donuts.
Exactly. This is dumb marketing. If anything, is hey, score a goal, get a free 2-topping pizza at Domino's with promo code USA Rocks or whatever.
Now, the marketing was good for the Royals deal, but the people that worked in the Krispy Kreme were not so bright because we used to just go in there and yell Royals, and they wouldn't even have been playing baseball that day. And they would, oh, here you go, man. There's your donuts there.
Do that at Domino's.
Free dozen donuts. Fine.
When the World Cup's on, just go into your local Domino's. Hey! Red card. You're like, okay, yeah, red card.
Yeah,
here's your free 2-topping medium. Thank you.
A little free pizza for me right now.
You said you were maybe going to have some pizza tonight?
I think I'm going to go with a Flyers.
What a shocker.
Seems like a Flyers night.
Timmy likes Flyers.
I get a lot of pizza places in the hopper these days.
But Flyers, would you agree with me that Flyers is your baseline?
Yeah.
Like, that's where you keep going back to. And then we spider web out.
Yeah. When we go to, like, have some fun or do something different. Because, I mean, a place that has to be close to home, I think that's Pizza 101.
You're right off of Hilliard Rome Road. You got everything close to home.
No.
Everything's there.
No, what else? Do you know how close the Flyers location is to our house?
Yeah, I know. It's in your backyard.
It's like a 90-second drive.
I understand.
So it works. And when you're talking about the quality of the pizza that you're getting with the proximity, when you combine quality and proximity, it's pretty tough to beat for your standard weeknight go out to get pizza. Now, we do have to go to a band concert. And this should be our last one ever, because Jack's not going to continue doing the band after this season.
What does he play?
The French horn.
Ooh, French horn.
He practices.
You pick up the ladies with that, don't you?
I mean, with this cologne game.
Oh, he's wearing the cologne.
With my Nike outfit.
He's got the mop of hair.
And the French horn.
Solos on the French horn.
Just go out there and I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the songs that he plays.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I got a story for you. What do you got? Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do your story.
No, you go.
Ted,
don't adjust your watch.
Ted, I'm not talking.
You were looking at the sheet. Had a story that comes from the world of golf. Would you like to hear it?
No. Let me do this story instead.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
I don't like your attitude.
I have a good attitude.
I don't like Teddy. Who should go? Him or me?
I think you should go, Common Man.
Thank you. You're my friend, Teddy.
Yes.
You want to talk about a worst nightmare?
Yeah.
You have daymares and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
I told you, every time I walk down a flight of steps, I imagine cracking every bone in my body and possibly dying.
Whenever I'm on the second floor of a mall, like Polaris has that second
falling
floor.
Falling off into the atrium?
I always...
Second deck?
Second deck, that's right. I always have this image of someone sneaking up behind me and just throwing me off.
If you go to the wrong mall, someone might do that to you.
I've also had thoughts about this when I'm walking around in places that have manhole covers, like cities that have manhole covers.
Oh, yeah.
A 56-year-old woman died in New York City.
Oh, no.
After falling down an uncovered manhole. Yeah, she parked her car. It was night, so it was dark, right? She parked her car. She opened the door, stepped out.
No.
And the manhole cover was right next to the car door. She fell down, unconscious, died.
Wow.
Fell like 10, 12 feet in this manhole cover.
God,
now, they're investigating in the city why there was no manhole cover.
Right,
on this
thing. That's a lawsuit, an incredible lawsuit waiting to happen.
I think
but
about
she's
that.
Dead now, and that sucks.
Gammy's dead now.
Yeah.
It's not going to help her at all. When I'm walking and they've got those grates.
Sarah can't walk on the grates. I'm just walking all over those grates. I like to live dangerously.
See, I walk trust the on grates. The grates, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think about it too. I also wonder if like the Ninja Turtles are down there, like the steam rises out of it.
Turtles.
Remember when the pizza guy? I don't know. Were they getting Domino's at the beginning of that first movie? They order the pizza.
I think that was the product placement.
And he has to like hit it sideways because he's got to get the pizza down the grate for him. And a little green hand comes up and like. Gets it down.
So anyway, worst fear? If your worst fear is falling down a manhole cover and you say, that never happens. Well, happened to this woman. She's dead.
Jeez. We're going to New York a little bit later in the year here. I'm going to be on the lookout for that.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be...
you're going to be on the lookout for that. You're blind as a bat.
I wear glasses. I can see when I got my glasses on.
You're like Harry Carey. You got Coke bottles in those frames.
I'm getting to be like Harry Carey frames.
My God. Let's do some Timmy time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic slowing down due to a crash. That's on East Cook Road at Indianola Avenue. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's in the construction zone on eastbound 70 on the west side before Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. As I do the deed, and the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Got the basketball tonight. Cavs start up the East Finals at the Garden against the Knicks tonight. What do you think, Teddy?
Well, the Knicks have been sitting around for a little bit. And
maybe you get one tonight because they're rusty?
Maybe they're a little rusty. Rusty, and then the Cavs can sneak in there and take this game one. So let's hope they can get that done tonight, because this is going to be a tough series for the Cavs.
All comes back to the rest versus rust, which is going to be the key for us here. I you love the Cavs. I hope aging James Harden doesn't come back and get him when it's all said and done.
He's a mystery at times.
I have me and my dad together have long loathed James Harden, and we have sworn that no team that he plays for will ever win an NBA championship. Now I hope to be dead wrong, because I would love nothing more to see the Cavs do this.
It's your fault.
And actually do this with James Harden as a part of their team. He's been up and down. I mean, that curse has followed him.
All right, anyway. Timmy time. Come on.
Mikey, so today we're focusing on one of the greatest ratings runs in American television history. That too, I'm talking about Must See TV on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Defined an era of TV.
This is my wheelhouse. I don't know if you have trivia in store.
I've got a little bit of everything
for
you.
If you did, I'm knocking it out of the park.
I want you to just speak up whenever you got something to say as I go through the little history lesson, give some of the backstory, we'll talk some TV. So, a little bit of that backstory that would lead to some of the best and highest rated sitcoms in TV history. So, NBC was getting crushed in the late 70s into the early 80s, all right? Falling to third place. Former ABC and CBS network executive Fred Silverman, he was not able to work the same kind of magic. And he was out at NBC by 1981. In came a legend by the name of Brandon Tartikoff. He was the head of entertainment of NBC. Even had a little cameo on a show that you and I used to love.
Saved by the Bell.
Hi, I'm Brandon Tartikoff, chairman of NBC Entertainment. And I've got a hit idea for the new fall season. Don't do drugs.
There's no hope with dope.
That was Saved by the Bell, and that was Johnny Dakota.
Very good.
Yeah.
Give him a ding for that. There wasn't even a question, but Johnny Dakota was the fake actor in there that was passing around. Oh,
was
what is
doing
this,
drugs?
Roach? Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to get
Kelly
to do the drugs with him.
To do the drugs with him. This was a little bit of that drug promo they did.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Crazy. Dangerous.
Stinks.
It's like they're describing our show.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Tartikoff, the man. So we can trace Must See TV all the way back to 1981 with its origins.
But it wasn't called that then.
No. I'm still going with the origins, right? Because that was the first time they ever went with that patented four-hour comedy block on a Thursday night, right? Anchored by a one-hour drama show. So you have the 8:30, you have your 9:30. That's the biggest.
It's 2 hours of comedy.
Then the 10. Yes, two. Did I say four?
You said four.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant two. Four shows.
2 hours of
four
comedy.
Shows, my bad.
And then the 1 hour
two
drama.
2 hours and then the 1 hour of drama.
To end the evening.
Mm-hmm. Can you name any of those shows from the 80s when they first started doing that? It's okay if you can't. These are
from
some
the
tough
80s?
Yeah, from the early 80s.
I know Cheers was in that window.
Cheers was
for a period of time.
That was a little bit later on. I'll give these two. This was the first time they ever did it. It was with it was Different Strokes. It was Harper Valley with Barbara Eden. You know that one?
Nope.
It was Gimme a Break. I think Gimme a Break had Nell Carter and maybe Jonathan Silverman as well.
No, not Jonathan Silverman. That was Nell Carter and
I don't have it. It's okay. We can get it later. We can
Joey
get back
Lawrence.
To it. Joey Lawrence, okay. Then there was Lewis and Clark with Gabe Kaplan, followed by Hill Street Blues, a police drama. But the beginning of the turn back to TV dominance for NBC that led to the must-see TV branding, you can look at the 84-85 season when the network premiered a new show on Thursday night, mid-80s, which was...
Cosby Show.
And later on, Bill Cosby became a...
rapist.
Yes.
Actually, he was already a rapist.
Yes,
at
correct.
This time.
That is...
We just didn't know he was a rapist.
Rapist is the answer
yes.
I was looking for. Although my friend and comedian Patton Oswalt told me that the worst thing about that whole situation was the hypocrisy.
No, I think the worst part was the raping.
I disagreed. I'm with you. Cosby's show had such a legendary run. 5 straight seasons as the number one show on American TV. Only other sitcom in Nielsen history to hit that 5 years in a row was All in the Family. Only other show to do that.
Can I tell you something about Cosby's show, too? Like, for a while, I couldn't watch it because, you know, he's a rapist. But now if I'm cruising, it's on like BET or whatever it is.
You can take an episode.
I watch it. It doesn't bother me anymore because I think it's such a good show that speaks to the quality of the show where I can watch a show with a guy who I know was a rapist.
Well, but Mr. Huxtable, not a rapist. That's what we like to think.
I understand.
Right? That's what we like to go with that. So that's that. So that
Dr. Huxtable, too. He didn't go to years of medical school
to be called Mr.
Huxtable.
That's right. That's a low brow from me. The most well-known Thursday lineup in the 80s was Cosby. There was
Family Ties.
Our guys there. Cheers, Night Court, and Hill Street Blues. But as we go to the 92-93 season, you had the success of Seinfeld. You had the series finale of Cheers. But they were dipping to third place again. So they're in a boardroom in Burbank, California, doing the brainstorming when this dude named Dan Holm says, I got it. This is what we're going to tell the people on Thursdays for our programming. It's must-see TV. They said, damn it, it's not your Bi Menon, but it's pretty damn good. We're going to go with that. We're going to print it. We're going to slap it everywhere. We're going to do the promos. And by August that year, it was running. Get home early for must-see TV Thursday. Now the good stuff. The very first must-see TV Thursday, September 16, 1993. How many of those 5 shows, 2-hour comedy block and the 1-hour drama show, do you think you could name? I'll give them all to you here. They're all heavy hitters, my man.
Well,
all heavy hitters. The very first must-see TV.
There's Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was, I think, number 3 in the hopper, 9 o'clock.
This is 93.
Yeah.
There's Frasier.
Frasier was the anchor, and it was the very first Frasier.
That's the first.
That was the season.
First season
it was
of Frasier.
The series premiere of Frasier there.
Right. What's the other two? I'm going to say, is L.A. Law the drama show?
Yeah, L.A. Law.
And then for most of must-see TV, it was ER, but that hadn't started yet.
That was
by 93.
That was later. These two. Hold on. I have part of it was some theme song
was
guessing games. Let me. Yeah.
Mad About You.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you.
Mad About You, baby. That's one of the only theme songs of this era that's more of that classical 80s. Early 90s that has lyrics to it. A lot of them would just become little short stingers. The other one that was there.
Oh, Wings.
Yeah.
This is early Wings. Because then for most of the run, it was just a jingle.
So that was different. That was like the first couple of seasons where they played the long, drawn-out pianos.
Was the whole thing.
So rank those 1 through 4 for your all-time faves right there. Mad About You, Wings, Sign, and Frasier. I know you're a fan of all 4 of those shows.
Mad About You's last.
Yeah, for me too.
Then I'll go Frasier.
Frasier third?
I'll go Wings. I'll go Sign first.
So I thought you would have gone possibly Wings.
It's
you speak a lot very
you
highly.
Ask me about on the different day. I give you a different answer.
Pop question: can you sing any of that Frasier theme? That famous Frasier.
Well, that's the end. That's the end credits.
Either way, but that's the part with where he's
Kelsey
Grammer.
Oh, baby,
Kelsey Grammer.
I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs.
You know the next part? Stylish.
And maybe I seem a bit confused now, baby.
Yeah, maybe.
But I've got you pegged.
And I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.
Calling again.
Scrambled eggs all over my face. What's a boy to do? Good night, Seattle.
Frasier has left the building.
Scrambled eggs all over my face.
So we can continue. I've got a few more tidbits, but...
Two more tidbits. You've probably got half the thing left.
Fun so far. That's the peak of must-see TV is that original lineup right there.
I'm aware.
Those four hit shows.
All right, more fun and back page. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a five-minute holdup on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from 670 to 161. And watch for an accident causing delay on northbound 315 at 270 on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer.
Beam.
Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Tuesday to you.
Beam, Mikey, I got a bone to pick.
We know what it is.
Not with either of you.
We know what it is.
So I'm going to this band concert, right? Hallelujah, the last one I ever have to go to tonight.
One time in band camp.
My French horn playing son, he's going to lay down his horn and move on to other things.
He's got a solo tonight?
He's got to get back into golf, Beam. He can't be playing the French horn. Yeah. He says they got some good numbers ready to play, though, so I'm looking forward to it. But this is going to be sort of a quick night, and I got to leave here. I got to get in the car. I got to head out there. I wasn't going to get food because I'm going to go straight to the auditorium. Sarah had to take Jack there a little bit earlier, so I'm going to go meet her. And so we'll be there early for the show. Then I get can I be annoying and ask you to pop by home and take the clothes out of the dryer? I hate when they sit in there and smell funny. Honey, you're off today. No worky. You're not working today. That's not doing the laundry. If I got to go home and get the clothes out of the dryer, do I have to fluff them again?
Why don't you just restart it? Why don't you just restart the dryer?
That's what I'm going to do. Because doing the laundry is taking them out of the dryer and then folding them. That's the completion of doing the laundry. We need to not start what we can't finish. I don't like doing the laundry, but I do it all the time. There's things that I do. There's things that she does. This is a repeat offense. This is what she always does. She'll put them in the dryer, but that's where they will remain. What's better is when they just get bunched into the laundry basket.
Can I tell you something?
And then they're all wrinkled, then they're just done.
The off-the-air rant was much better than what you just put out there. All right, what you just did right there,
that was
the G-rated version.
Crap.
That was the G-rated version of what we heard off the air, which was, Beamer, am I lying? Much better.
It was the energy of 10,000 burning suns off the air.
Got some more must-see TV stuff for us, Timmy?
Beamer, we're going over NBC's famous run of must-see TV back in the 90s going into the early 2000s. I'm sure you've heard of a lot of these shows. The first block they ever did was Mad About You, Wings, Seinfeld, Frasier, and then L.A. Law.
Pretty solid.
Was the anchor, the one-hour drama show they put on after that. So about the one-hour drama, Power Hour, that was L.A. Law, it then moved to Homicide, Life on the Street. It was a good show. Sorry, swallowed my spit there.
All right.
I just ate a granola bar. And they moved that to Friday, and then a mega hit came into Thursday to take its place, which was
ER.
ER, you said that
one.
And
it stayed there for
a long time.
Forever.
Yeah.
Still on?
No. I think it's off, but it was
gone.
It was on.
Hospital cops and fire shows. That's all we got.
That's really it.
They tried
It on TV now.
They tried to reboot ER and bring it back, but Michael Crichton of Jurassic Park fame.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that guy, that name?
Crichton.
I honestly didn't know.
Crichton.
Batman.
Nope. That's not it either.
Different guy.
He owns the rights to that show, even though he's dead. His widow would not allow it.
Okay. All right. The famous author. Yeah. So about 94, 95, along with ER, two other shows debuted. One was quickly forgotten, and the other was the anchor show after Seinfeld called Madman of the People. Madman of the People?
That was
Dabney Coleman. So that one would be forgotten. And the other was the most successful sitcom of all time, and that was Friends.
Right.
Friends came in, and then Frasier and Wings.
Shows pop in and pop out.
We'll list some of those off here. Frasier and Wings then went to Tuesday. Friends was one of your favorites. Little true or false with the ratings on that. Over under 4.5 seasons as the number one rated show in American television. Remember I told you Cosby Show hit it 5 times. Mm. 5 times number one for Cosby Show. What about Friends?
I'll say over.
I would say over, too.
It's under.
Is it?
One time.
Just once?
One time.
What did The Office do?
Yeah.
That was on NBC, and that was...
Yeah, I don't have the exact numbers for The Office, but that did come into must-see TV. Season 8 and 02 was the only one. It was a 15 rating for Friends. So the next year, a couple more shows, get into some of those other shows. The Single Guy.
Jonathan Silverman,
right. Struggling New York City writer. Caroline in the City.
Leah Thompson
from Back to the Future, a cartoonist who lived in Manhattan. And later that season, a mid-season replacement came in called Boston Common.
Boston Common was
Trailer
Keegan,
Howard.
Keegan Bradley's golf team.
I remember.
That's good. The captain.
Yeah. Southern guy, comedian. I forget his name. I know
Larry the Cable Guy.
No, not him.
So when I was looking up Boston Common, the plot of this one, I didn't really understand if this was real or not. So
it's real. Anthony Clark.
It said Boyd Pritchett is an easygoing 20-something from Virginia who delivers his sister, Wyleen, to college in Boston. Then Boyd falls in love with Joy and decides to stay, much to Wyleen's dismay. So Boyd eventually gets a job.
Yeah, okay, that's the show.
Okay, so he falls in love. Trailer plays Joy. And his sister's also in the show somewhere. I don't know why, but the way that I was reading this was that he fell in love with the sister that he drove up to Boston.
The very sister that he was dropping off at college.
I think that would have been a much better show.
He fell
in love with the sister that he was dropping off at college. So
I think I've seen a movie about that once. Yeah.
I wanted to stop at Boston Common to do a little like ratings thing here, just to give an example of how much TV has changed and how much like traditional ratings have declined. So that show did a 15.6 in its first year.
Boston Common?
Yeah. A lot of us have never heard of that. 8th in the country. Now, if we moved 20 years ahead, that would have been the number one show by a ton. NCIS had a 12.8, tied with Sunday Night Football. I mean, tied with Sunday Night Football. Only 5 programs even had double-digit ratings. Conversely, if you went back to, say, 1984, Dallas led with a mega, like 25.7 rating.
It was a different world back then.
Of course it was. Which, I mean, ratings, right? One ratings point is the percentage of TV households. Mm-hmm. So just say, like, use, like, one rating point as, like, you know, 1.2 million or something like that. Go with that. The top 30 shows all had better than a 17 rating. The top 30 shows. So if you think about then how the Cosby Show had 5 straight number ones in an era where that many shows were doing more than like a 17 rating. Think about how crazy that is.
It's crazy.
It's just absolutely nuts.
You got 40 million
as
people watching every single week.
Everyone in the world, everyone in the country is just watching TV. That's it.
And what there's nothing to stream.
Nothing.
Right. There's no computer. There's no phone to look at. Are you going to talk to your family or spouse? No, you sit in front of the TV.
We didn't even have Girls Gone Wild on the Scrambled channel yet.
That's right.
You had to watch regular TV.
It was before Girls Gone Wild.
3 a.m. Comedy Central, those infomercials on.
Nothing
what
to,
a time.
Nothing to do.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, two full hours this evening. Austin Ward is in with me. We'll check in with Jeremy Birmingham. We'll go on the trail with him. Berm's actually in studio, so we'll check in with him at 6:30. And then we'll go out to Omaha at 7:30. Check in with Tyler Danberg, Buckeye baseball in action.
He's
tonight
busy.
At 9:55.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour right here on The Fan.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We'll just leave it with that. Buckeye baseball tonight, big game, quite a turnaround for their team.
We're airing that.
I'm going with a win. I can't say anything else right now. Buckeyes are going to get the job done. They didn't do well in their series at Washington. So I know Justin Hare was saying anybody that's getting on this bus to make this trip, make the flight out there, don't get on if we're not planning on winning the whole tournament. So
go win the whole blanking thing.
Win the whole blanking thing.
And as Nick Swisher says, just go out and play nasty.
Let's get nasty, bro.
Let's get nasty.
Surf Ohio, man.
That's right. See you tomorrow, Timmy.
Bye-bye.
Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing a 5-minute delay on North Broadway from Milton Avenue to North High Street. We also have a 5-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.